on the line with activist Peter Maron, writer, I don't know, many other things, who is at home in Santa Barbara, but active, at least that's where I picked up on this recently, Peter, on the internet as you attempt to stir up some services for folks outside in the midst of the pandemic, coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, no, I just got a long note from someone at the county when they insisted on just finding out what was going on and how they were deciding things. And it's such a, it looks like a bureaucratic nightmare, but they have everything in place in terms of making decisions, right?
Mm.
A hierarchy of committees, right? Mainly the health department, but other input from people in charge of homelessness for the county. They're aware of things. They're just slow to act bureaucratically, but they seem to be getting round to it, right?
Are there food services for people outside now that everything...
That's the part that I'm having trouble finding.
Mm.
You know, they quite sensibly cut down the mass feedings, right, which occurred in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because they just gather a lot of people together, and you certainly don't want to do that. But how they've replaced them is not clear to me, right?
Mm.
They've contracted with the shower people to be at several places during the week giving showers to people with their portable shower trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're apparently leaving the encampments alone.
And have you had any connection with people in the encampments, either by phone or by word of mouth?
No, I haven't, but I think they've just... The theory is they're better off leaving people in place, right?
That's what the CDC, whatever they're worth, recommends.
Now, right, and they're following that. So that means people will be all right on their own unless in their little camps they get sick. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they know what to do, right? Because these are people without computers, and I don't know how much word gets out to them about how to proceed if they are sick.
Any reports of illness in the camps or outside?
No, the last I heard was an email from Doctors Without Walls, which has actually stopped the dealing with people on the street because they use mainly pre-med students and all the students have gone home.
Mm. Right? Great.
But the last was that there was no evidence of any real problem in the homeless community. Right?
How long ago was that report?
That was about a week ago, but I haven't heard anything from people in the shelters either, right? And I'm in touch with a couple of them.
Are people in the shelters still, as they are in Santa Cruz, ramming them together cheek by jowl as they shouldn't be?
No, PATH, I know, has instituted recommended guidelines of keeping people 6 feet apart, checking people at the door for disease, right? And I'm assuming that other places are doing the same, but haven't sent out notices. Right?
What shelter capacity in Santa Barbara at the moment?
Well, at this point, you know, they did air, you know, we have the warming centers when it rains, but they've stopped those because... They went on about a week too long, and there was some point in the last 2 weeks where they had warming centers when I wrote them a note saying they should have shut them down because though it was good for people to get out of the rain, they weren't instituting any safeguards, right? So, I mean, the fact is, I don't know what it's like up here, right? But I know down here everyone was slow to act. So, for instance, we have season tickets to concerts, and I called and I communicated by email and said, you know, you guys shouldn't be having concerts. And they just said, well, we are. I said, well, fine, just return my tickets. Let me turn my tickets in so I don't have to come. And I actually had to fight with them to get my...
How long ago was this?
This. You know, it was right up to the point where the CDC made their announcement about large groups.
A couple weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah, but you knew. The interesting thing is anybody who was paying attention knew what should be happening before the CDC made their announcement.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, what's the shelter capacity that you know of in Santa Barbara at the present time?
I would guess a couple hundred beds.
And the total number of people outside who need shelter access?
You know, we have that figures are just bogus. I'd say several hundred, right?
Several hundred more or several hundred?
I would say 2 to 3 times.
I gotcha.
Capacity. But the shelter beds are rarely filled to capacity because people don't like them, right? They'd rather be in their camps.
You get meals with the shelters or not?
Yes, but at the rescue mission, you could go eat without being in the shelter.
And they're taking 6-foot measures at the rescue mission?
I don't know. They haven't announced it. That's one of the problems, is not everybody announces things, right?
Because I know that here, the regular meals have pretty much closed down, except for Food Not Bombs, which is under assault by the police department right now.
I suggested that they prepare bag lunches for people, right, in the kitchens that exist.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I know, they're not doing that. There seem to be a couple feedings where I presume they're taking care. You know, in the same way that the groceries are, right? You've been out of your house to groceries lately?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been here and there.
There's a line 6 foot apart, and they let in a few people at a time, right?
It varies, but yeah, I know that's true at Trader Joe's here in the Santa Cruz area.
There's no reason they could not conduct feedings in that way.
Right.
It was very hard to get information, but I'm told that tomorrow the county bureaucracy will actually come forth with a set of guidelines pertaining to the homeless in general, but they haven't yet announced them.
We have similar assurances up here that that's supposed to happen today, or at least I've gotten that from one activist who works with one of the cover-up, I call them the cover-up committees that chatter along but don't do anything. So that's supposed to happen up here today as well, but there's no, you know, they still don't have porta-potties around the encampments. They have more of them around the city than they used to, but according to at least a very cursory look at a few of them, they don't, well.
We now have hand-washing sites.
And we have occasionally, and they're hand-washing sites, but without soap, toilet paper, and paper towels, of course.
I don't think at this point it's meanness. I think it's just general bureaucratic incompetence, right?
Well, I don't know if capitalism is mean, but, you know, it simply it operates. I mean, why bother with these folks?
No, I don't even think it's that. I think they are thought of last, but in my experience with other emergency seers, fires, right, dealing with the electrical companies during fires, right,
mm-hmm.
any kind of emergency measures, they're just slow to act because everything. I had friends who used to work at the United Nations and UNESCO, right, in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
And every decision made had to be passed along the chain of command, right, until it was ultimately approved. Mm-hmm. Which meant that establishing anything took 3 times as long as if one or two persons were doing it. And could, you know, it's why China was so effective in dealing with the
Wuhan outbreak.
More effective than we are, right? In basically a dictatorship where a couple people make the rules, they just make them and everybody follows. Here, it doesn't work like that.
Now, in your emails, you talk about the obvious, which we also have here, which is empty motel rooms and the need for people to isolate, particularly for homeless people who have no place to go and shelter in place, as they say, all the rage now.
Here's the irony. Supposedly the county was doing that, right?
Not here.
It was told. But last week we got a request from a guy who said he had a brain tumor and was receiving radiation at a hospital, but he wasn't taken his monthly money and got the motel room and then ran out of money. And so he came to us to ask for us to pay for the room, which he did.
And us being the Committee on Social Justice?
Yes, so we paid for the room. But in the meantime, I sent an email to about 80 people, right, including supervisors, city council members, providers, right, the mm-hmm. usual crew. Mm-hmm. I said, we got this guy in the motel. What should I do? Where can he go for help? And out of those 80 people, I got two answers.
I answered with no particularly useful advice.
Had no useful answers, and I don't think anybody knew anything, right?
Uh-huh.
All I heard from people was, oh, we're going to get round to it. Somebody in the county is doing something. We don't know who, but soon they're going to make announcements, right?
Uh-huh.
Waiting for the announcement.
And this was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that guy was in trouble, but no one had arranged for a point of entry where he could go.
Mm-hmm.
For a point of contact. They just hadn't done that.
Have the police... Maybe I shouldn't be interrupting you because if you have more to say, I want to hear that.
Oh, go ahead.
Have the police been laying off of... Oh, I don't know, harassment, interactions with homeless people.
Police have actually issued statements, not about the homeless, but about things in general, saying that they're restricting their responses to calls for help, right?
Mm-hmm. Because are there any COVID-19 cases in the police department?
Yeah, there are a couple, and there's some at the jail.
And how is that for... In terms of the jail population, what percentage of those would you say are homeless folks?
Not many. You know, look, I think they're smart. I think they've I would be surprised if they hadn't eliminated the drunk tanks, right? Or overnight stays.
But you have no immediate information on that.
No, but my assumption is they're not going to... Nobody is going to want to transport homeless people up to the jail for a night and then back into town, right? I just think they're not that stupid. I don't have any information about people in the jail with testing positive. I do know that some jail deputies have tested positive.
Mm-hmm. There's, I guess, a... with people who are in... Is there much talk of a rent strike in Santa Barbara?
No. No talk of a rent strike, but there are the usual talk of calling a halt to evictions. And I think they'll do that.
But they haven't done that yet.
No. But these are progressive liberal city council persons and supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
And they are pretty good about landlord-tenant relations or tenant rights. Right. So I would say, given the hoops you already have to jump through in order to get evictions if someone just says, I'm not leaving, right, that basically evictions are at a standstill.
Do we have any indication that people are saying that?
No, but I know the way things operate in Santa Barbara. So if you're a landlord and the tenant refuses to leave, you have to go to court to get permission to evict them, right? And so whether people are doing that, I don't know, but I doubt whether anybody's going to get evicted.
I mean, I just wonder if there is a significant change and increase in the number of people declining to leave because they now have no way to pay their rent because there's no... Jobs are disappearing at a huge rate all over the place.
Look, the fact is that there are various announcements that have to come by email, right? And there are many policies that don't get announced. For instance, I am sure that the police are probably not ticketing homeless people who violate the oversized vehicle ban by parking in the street, right?
Would you have heard it either one way or the other if that were the case?
I haven't heard anything, and I might have if it went on. But I'm also sure that if people fought those tickets, probably in the future they'd be dismissed.
Now, we've talked in the past about you have a new activist attorney who sort of kind of jumped into the fray. Has that had any... I know courts are up here, they're If not closed down, highly restricted. What's going on with that?
Everything is at a standstill now, right? Everything is at a standstill, and information is not easy to come by. Right? When I, as I said, when I asked 80 people for what this guy could do, I got two or three responses, right? I regularly write to the supervisors and city council members. I have gotten one response from one supervisor, nothing at all from any city council members.
Is the city council still holding public meetings, or are they doing what they do in Santa Cruz, is holding meetings with no public present?
No, no public presence. And look, I have to say this, right, and I understand it, that as my brother likes to point out, you and I have to understand that if the average IQ is 100, it means we're dealing with a country in which half the people have IQs under 100, right? And I have a feeling most of them are in California trying to run cities and counties.
Well, what I'm saying is that the same kind of six-foot separation that's being used in grocery stores could be used at public comment lines for city council meetings if they actually wanted to hear from the public, which I think most city councils don't want to do anyway. So
no, look, I think, look, pretty much we have, and I think that's right, right? Many places have not. We're following the stay-at-home guidelines, right? And we've actually eliminated, belatedly, all places people collect, right? Schools are shut down, the library is shut down, but the library, for Christ's sake, was open 2 weeks longer than it should be. And at the library, of course, they rent computers by the hour. So you had a series of people using computers, nobody wiping them off, and then other people using them one after the other after the other. They should have shut that down sooner than they did.
On the other hand, if no alternate resources are provided, that cuts off a very important resource for folks outside.
Yes. And the problem is, of course, that the people who are making policy decisions are not questioning. I mean, I've never received a question from anybody in power asking me what I think should be done about the homeless, right? And I know about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? But no one else has received such an email either, right? People in government presume they have all the information they need. Now, it turns out when I began to email people about the oversized vehicle ban, and the fact that people should be able to use their RVs to go anywhere and do anything because they had no other transportation, a lot of people wrote, including the mayor of Goleta, that's a good idea. We'll see about it right now. This has always been my experience. When we began the warming centers, right, years and years ago, all we had to do was go to the supervisors and say, we need warming centers, and they said, fine, we'll do it. The fact is, it wasn't meanness that prevented it. It was just general incompetence and or indifference or being overwhelmed by an emergency which local government doesn't have the intelligence and initiative to deal with properly.
I mean, you don't have a faction like we have up here that seems to now be controlling the city council, because the two most liberal council members were just recalled a couple days ago. They're gone. We got to essentially more right-wing people who gave us...
Yeah, we have stupid liberals running the city.
That could be just as bad, for sure.
But, I think this is true. They just hadn't thought about RVs, or they didn't think, oh, my, people who live in RVs have no other transportation except the RVs, so maybe we should make it easier to use them by letting them park in the street.
Are people not getting ticketed anymore who are in, quote, oversized vehicles?
Well, they were getting ticketed up to a couple of weeks ago. I think at this point the police are not answering calls to ticket because they have more important things to do.
And I guess there's probably less traffic downtown. That's certainly the case here in the Santa Cruz County.
Yeah, and it may be people are not bothering about this, right? I mean, look, one argument for keeping the RVs out of downtown was that they affected commerce, right? Well, now there's no commerce to effect.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think merchants are calling up saying, "Oh my, there's an RV in front of my store." Right?
Has there been any increase in RV facilities for people who want to park at night, or people just using the streets now to park?
Oh, they've been diminishing, and nobody has announced. For instance, they used to park in waterfront lots. No one has said, "Oh well, for the duration of the emergency, guys can use the waterfront lots for free." Right.
On the other hand, are people just using them, and the police not responding to calls?
I don't know.
I gotcha. What about storage? That's a big issue in almost everywhere I know where there's homeless populations that I've heard of, is that people have no place to store their stuff. Although here in Santa Cruz, we do have a guy set up a day and night storage, and completely independently of the government and of any kind of really significant private funding. Have you got any kind of storage facilities down there that are...
They began to talk of storage facilities a couple months ago. Remember the shopping cart fiasco when the city decided they were going to take shopping carts away from people, and we stopped that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our mayor, who really is not too much of a mayor, in order to save face, organized these long-term discussions about shopping carts. And then during those discussions, they said, well, maybe storage places would be good. And they were just getting around to be serious about storage spaces when all this stuff began. Right?
So far, no storage places?
No. So far as I know, no storage places. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're bothering people with their shopping carts either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, the problem becomes people can't... They have protection.
Actually, I've been downtown, and I haven't seen much of anybody, right? I would assume people who are sleeping downtown are also being left alone.
Well, the problem up here is people steal from each other, unless they can store their stuff. They have to tote it around with them all day or sit with it or something to that effect.
But, I mean, the big issue here was people didn't tote it. They just parked them, right? They'd chain them to a tree or to a light pole, right? And so, but that was partly because of the library, and people would go to the library. Now they're not going to the library, which is closed. So I don't know. I have the sense that most people are basically sheltering in place, since there's no reason to move around, right?
Well, what about porta potties and bathroom facilities? Here they've closed up a lot of them, although they've put out a few porta potties.
I'm sure that's happened here. I haven't seen any porta potties, and I don't know the policy about public bathrooms. They may be keeping them open more often than they were before. Again, I don't think they've thought about this,
mm-hmm,
one way or the other. I mean, listen, the fact is, to be fair, right, I mean, and I've said this to local officials. I've watched all the complaints about Donald Trump, right, or the government being slow to do this or that. But as I've written to my local city council, they're no better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kept the library open too long. They kept the warming centers open too long. Nobody local ended the concerts when they should have, right? The big theater concerts or concerts at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. Everything went on too long. I had huge arguments with my wife, preventing her from going to meetings that I knew she shouldn't attend because of what was happening elsewhere, but the CDC had not yet publicly announced that they had to stop.
And you're both still hale and hearty?
So far, but of course I am. You know, I go shopping with a mask and gloves, right, and at judicious hours. But otherwise, I haven't been out very much, and Catherine hasn't been out at all.
Well, you mentioned, you know, all these, your warnings to close down these places, and I understand the rationale for that, but have any resources been opened up that would take the place of these closed down resources, extra bathrooms where the library served as a bathroom.
I am waiting to hear.
Oh, right. So the answer is no at the moment.
Well, the answer is if they have, I don't know.
Fair enough.
Right. The county did open up some sort of emergency shelter in the North County, right? And they were in theory trying to find a way to open up something similar in the South.
Do you know anything about the conditions in this so-called emergency shelter?
No. I would imagine, the fact is I can't imagine. I would say they practiced the six-foot rule. They screened people. They may have been providing food. I really have no idea because, as I say, until I insisted on getting information about how the county was doing what it was doing, I didn't get an answer until this morning from one county official.
And that was an answer that you'd learn about it tomorrow?
No, she announced at least who was making the decisions, how they were being arrived at, right? Who was on which committee. It's a monstrous bureaucracy, right?
But not what those decisions were about particulars about...
I have to wait till the announcement is made public.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right? And how that information is going to get to the homeless community, given the fact that they've lost access to public computers at the library, right? I don't know. There is, of course, a kind of informal grapevine, but I don't think it's functioning very well under these circumstances.
And there are no motel rooms being provided in a Broadway for homeless people.
The county said that they were trying to do that.
But they aren't doing it, as far as you know? I'm sorry, I hear these kinds of reassurances all the fuck over the place up here, and they aren't doing it. So I'm impatient with this kind of response, even when it comes from a fellow activist. So
that's why I linked. Are you talking to me now? I was very clear in telling you that the county said they were providing rooms, but when I needed a room for somebody,
you did. I remember, and I even read what you wrote
and sent out 80 emails, right, including city and county officials.
Nobody replied.
I had no responses and no offers of help.
Indeed. And it's becoming increasingly difficult to bang on their doors, even with a mask and gloves on. So.
All you can do is send emails and they don't have to answer, right? And the fact is, when I've gotten answers, I found them so insufficient that I ended up insulting the people who had given me answers, which meant that they don't want to answer me at all now.
Well, I'm calling you up. You didn't insult me. Thank you.
It's sort of funny. You just say, guys say we're doing something, and I say you're not doing shit, and then that's the last you hear from them.
Well, yeah, they don't like being exposed to that kind of, truth can be uncomfortable.
So what I try to do is send them out to a wide enough community so that at least they'll be embarrassed.
Dig it.
Right?
Definitely.
At this point, in a crisis, and I've lived through this in terms of Santa Barbara fires, mudslides, right? They're not effective in any emergency.
But never an economy crash like this, although there was a minor crash.
The bigger the emergency, the less effective they are. That's the paradox.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's just the government. I think it's the whole system is the problem.
Right, but it's not designed to. It's not designed to deal with anything like this. They don't have emergency plans in place, right? The fact is, and in part I understand, the emergency plans, for instance, for fires or disasters, include collecting people at school gyms, right? And at one site or another. But now we have an emergency where you can't collect people.
Well, they certainly have emergency plans for providing finance to stock markets and giving huge amounts of money to banks and businesses that will later be used to further intensify the situation and probably do nothing about the unemployment.
Yeah, but that's not local governments, right?
That's it affects local governments for sure, and affects local communities.
Probably twice as smart as people in Santa Barbara, right?
I don't know about that.
I think so. I come from the East, so I'm prejudiced, but I don't think they did any better, right? And in point of fact, the paradox here is that I don't know what the situation is where you are. I mean, our county has 100 cases of the virus that we know of, right? It has between 5 and 10 people hospitalized.
Any deaths?
One death in the North County.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, the virus itself, the pandemic, hasn't been the problem. The problem for most people are the measures taken to prevent the pandemic, right? So, and the fact is, I don't know who has planned for such a situation, or even who is responsible for planning for it. If it was the county health department, they're not able to do that. For Christ's sake, they're not able to keep homeless people out of the fucking rain.
Well, they could if they wanted. I don't think they want to.
But I don't expect... Listen, as you know, I'm an anarchist. I don't expect bureaucracy to do anything. I can do stuff faster. Like, I could keep this guy in a hotel, right? It took me 5 minutes.
If you're not busy fighting the bureaucracy on all kinds of other repressive measures and profit-making measures that they've cooked up in the meantime.
No, but I'm also not trying to run a county. Right? And remember, you live down here, right? This is like a sleepy southern village, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People have no sense of urgency about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you remember a couple years ago, we were having the threat of fires, right? It was 100 degrees, and PG&E, because of the threat of fires, was turning off electricity, which meant nobody in their houses had air conditioning or any kind of cooling, right? The county and the city provided nothing, nor did they argue with the electrical company about turning the power off, right? So I started sending emails, and I went to the newspapers, and the newspapers printed this, and I was on TV, and eventually PG&E changed its policies, right? But the fact is, I did it, and the county and the city didn't do it because they're nitwits.
Or because they're indifferent and they don't care. They have their own services that are continuing anyway.
Fair enough, but this was not caring about homeless people. This was not caring about any citizen who had to stay at home, right? The point is, I'm disagreeing with you or maybe going beyond you and saying, I don't think they're indifferent only to the homeless. I think they fuck up in relation to everything.
I think they're indifferent to lower class people and working people generally. I mean, I think that's generally been the case. And I think unless it really impacts...
Hey, this is capitalism. We know what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, we weren't born yesterday. This is the way it works here.
But that being the case, it isn't going to be working for the next few months. That's for sure.
Probably not going to be working for the next several years.
I think you're right. And so the question is, you know, I guess from the... what we're talking about, the issue is what's the best way to serve the situation for people who are outside, even, and oh, it's people who are inside too, because they're going to be getting outside. I think this infusion of money is going to buy up.
Position is this: unless people outside are sick, right, which is a different matter, most of them get enough money to survive outside on their own if they're left alone.
You mean in terms of access to food?
If you get $900 a month and you're sleeping for free, you can usually get food.
Until the prices begin to rise, of course.
Well, I don't think it's that much of a crisis. Listen, the people I know, I mean, I got into this and I love the guys in the jungle, right? There is a lot of people still in Santa Barbara who live on their own terms if you leave them alone.
If the economy is operating, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys is long as their government checks come, right? They're, in a way, they're luckier than the employed at this point in time.
If the government checks keep coming and if the money is worth what it currently is.
If their money keeps coming, yeah. But we haven't had much price gouging, right? In point of fact, you can still get McDonald's food, right? You can eat as cheaply as you used to, and I think the rescue mission has a feeding. I do know, for instance, that I'm trying to be fair here, that safe parking, right, provides food to people in safe parking, I think twice a week, right? I don't know how the, perhaps tomorrow, we should have this interview on Monday, right?
Maybe we will. No.
When the information comes, I don't even know whether anybody is going to text me the information, but if they do, I'll theoretically know about where food is available, et cetera, right? I mean, you and I both know. Look, I remember in New York, in order to bring people in from Central Park into the shelters, they used to go out and hand out bag lunches with invitations to come to the shelter, right? There's no reason people could not be making bags up with sandwiches in a community kitchen and making it available to the homeless at a few collection points, right?
Mm-hmm. If truck drivers keep driving the trucks that supply the food to those folks, yeah.
Yeah, but asking them to... I mean, look, our city is still operating, right? I've been out in it. My car almost broke down. The AAA guy came, right? I mean, things are functioning. I don't know if you have a Costco where you are, right?
Yeah, there's one here.
I thought there'd be scarcity, right? But the last time I was out there, they have special hours for us old people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my God, not just scarcity, it was like overflowing with goods. Anything you could imagine was there.
Well, except for toilet paper and paper towel.
No, that's dope.
Oh, we should come to Santa Barbara.
I went there the first shortage day and got some of their bad toilet paper because they didn't have any good toilet paper. Listen, when I went there this time, they had the good Charmin toilet paper. They had the good paper towels. They had piles of Kleenex, right? Anything you thought there was a shortage of, they had plenty of. That was what surprised me.
Well, obviously, we need to move to Santa Barbara.
I don't know if you have shortages up there, right? I don't know how they distribute this stuff, right? I was astonished. When you were in the store, it's like nothing had changed.
Well, let's...
Anything I wanted, like lox, cream cheese, this, that, there was everything. Now, that may not be true.
I think that's still true in local fast food stores here. I just don't know how long that's likely to continue, that's all.
I don't know either. Fortunately, in the states where stuff seems to come from, like the vast Middle West, the virus is slow to spread.
Mm-hmm.
I understand all the fear, right? But if you look at the cases in California, right? I mean, compared to Detroit, New York, we have 9,000 cases in all of California. And as I say, my county, it's true, they're not testing everybody. But what I did hear was when they started testing, and the first day they gave 22 tests and 19 tests were negative, right? So, in theory, a lot of people are walking around with the virus. I know that, right? But in point of fact, we have very few people, as I said, very few people in the hospital, one person dead. And in Santa Barbara itself, in the city, there's maybe 22 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there may be much worse to come.
Yep.
The point I'm making is we've shut down almost completely. The results of the fear are far more extensive than the disease at this point.
That's true. Well, I think I'm going to leave it there unless you have more you want to speak about, Peter.
No, I'll be glad to speak next week when I see what the county says they're doing right now. You and I both know, you remember the warming center story, right? The county had been studying setting up warming centers for 2 years. When we heard that, we set up warming centers in 2 months, right? The county can't do anything. So when they issue their guidelines, I think the important stuff will be what they're not going to do, right? Like not bother people in encampments, maybe not ticket vehicles, right? But in terms of what they are going to do, you can never believe it, because even if they mean they're going to do it, they're so slow to do it that it never gets done.
Fair enough.
I'm assuming it's the same up there.
That's not necessarily the wrong assumption. That's probably true. I will perhaps be getting back to you next week. You're a busy guy. It sounds like you're sometimes hard to reach you, but we'll see if we can.
I actually think you may be... I think you have more meanness up there than we do here.
Could be. I'm trying to compare. I'm looking back to 92 when I was around there a lot. And, of course, you had more activists down there, too, at that time, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, we don't have activists now, right? But you remember, that was weird in those days. They complained about the hobo jungle, but half the cops would sit down and drink coffee with the guys. Remember the wedding we had in the jungle? The mayor came to it, I think.
I think that was before my time, but...
But this was like... It was a lot like a southern town in terms of whites and blacks, right? I mean, there was a fundamental prejudice, but it wasn't mean, right? I don't think it's mean even now, because we have liberals and progressives, right? I think they make rules and they don't understand the consequences of the rules. You understand?
Yeah, I don't think it's often done out of meanness. A lot of cruelty comes simply as a function of simple decisions made because of profit or because of wanting to, you know, do the best you can for your business and so forth.
They listen to the merchants, right?
But that's
never talked to anybody. I mean, it's bothered me. I was at one point, as you know, a nationally known expert about homelessness. I have never in 30 years had any official ask for my opinion about a measure they were considering. Never, right? It's always a war after the fact, right?
Yeah, I think when you talk about meanness, I don't think that's not the issue. The issue is, does it have cruel consequences? And if it does, it doesn't really matter how nice their intentions are. I mean, a lot of self-deluded liberals, and I'm probably one of them, you know, believe they're, you know, doing all they can or what they can, but their actual behavior on a day-to-day basis perpetuates the kinds of dies 20 years younger deal, for example, is a very simple stat that homeless people face, or the cruelty of what's going on with moving people from encampment to encampment until such time as the cops start to die.
Robert, you are, I think, closer to the real issue a little while back in this conversation. Santa Barbara County is the third worst county in California in terms of poverty, right? 26% of our citizens, adults and children, live in what several studies call poverty, partly because of the cost of housing.
I think we got you beat in Santa Cruz.
Right. But, yeah. Santa Cruz County is the second worst, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. County is the first, Santa Cruz the second, Santa Barbara the third, largely because we have a lot of agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that both the supervisors and the city council have no idea about poverty, right? I tried to make this an issue, and some would say, hey, I never thought of that. Yeah, let's talk about poverty. But the point is they're indifferent not just to the homeless. That's the tip of the iceberg. They're indifferent to the fact that one-fourth of the citizens are just poor and screwed over continuously.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And the homeless are really, we'd have to understand the homeless in that category. They're the poorest of the poor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're the poorest of a bigger class that are fucked over continually.
Yep.
Right? And that's a deeper issue. And my position at this point is it's not going to get better until those 25% organize themselves as the farm workers once did, right?
Or until they simply revolt, which is what's more likely to happen in the next few months.
All right, and insist on some kind of justice.
Without even organization. I was going to ask you about looting down there. Anything happening in that regard?
No, I'm waiting for that to begin.
Started in Santa Cruz a little bit, I'm told, but...
I'm waiting for that to begin, but I
not waiting, hopefully, but waiting anyway.
Yeah, I worry about it.
Right. We will worry some more next week if you're around, maybe.
I personally worry about it. Yeah, let's arrange, say, the middle of the week. By then, I'll maybe be able to digest what's going on.
Well, let me know when you hear something.
I'm a little out of the loop now, right? 84. There isn't really a homeless advocacy organization anymore, so news reaches me piecemeal.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you hear from it, let me know, and we'll arrange something.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Peter. Bye-bye.